Rogue Show. It's Friday night. You know how we do it. Open lines all night long. 310-742-1799. Tonight, GSFL, our great sponsor, is giving away iPay-per-views on their website for a contest. So you guys can either call in, email, post, send a letter. I don't give a shit. Send in your picks for tomorrow's complete card at UFC and for the main and co-main. You need to put a time if you're calling for a finish. That's how we're going to break any tiebreakers. Closest correct time wins. I want to start off by giving a big shout out to all my great sponsors. Hold on 1 second. We're watching the results for the Boo Cow fight.
Boo Cow!
He won the extra round pretty.
Oh, yeah, dude. Boo Cow win. Hell yes.
Dude,
okay.
That fourth round was awesome.
Big shout out to the Clock Tower Pub, number one sports bar in all of Oregon, man, throwing it down. MMAMadhouse.com. Love those guys. Always letting us steal their shit on the weekend. Visions Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution. Check them out at visionsmokes.com. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, the best guards in the business. You know what? Get clinched and join the Clinch Army at getclinched.com. Also, Ink Tank Tattoo, man. Love those guys. They're killing it, giving me great work. Check out Greg on Twitter or on Facebook at Ink Tank Tattoo. Thank you, young lady. We love
you. Don't think Skippy's referencing like they're giving him a job. You know, I mean, shit.
No,
don't,
he's tattooing
him. Yeah, he's just giving him a tattoo. Like when Skippy says good work, he's not saying they're giving him a job. You guys know better than that.
Also want to give a shout out to Go Fight Live TV. Love them guys. Giving away shit tonight for us. Revolver MMA so far. I love Javier and the boys. You guys, check them out, man. Revolver MMA on Instagram. Follow them. Find them. Google them. Facebook. You guys can find links to their store on our other sponsor and our newest sponsor, RearNakedSmoke.net. They got a link to Revolver's store right there on the page, man. So check out his gear. And while you're there, man, check out Rear Naked Smoke. They got a great archive and great selection of fight videos of combat sports from around the world. Man, love those guys. Big shout out to all the boys over there at RearNakedSmoke.net. Okay, that's all the sponsors. Tonight, we got Lapaki actually in the studio sitting not more than 20 inches away. We've been partying all night, so we're ready for a good show. We just watched K1, and I want to tell you.
We're still watching K1.
Yeah, K1 China going down, folks. And for all you haters out there who said I was wrong, eat my fucking dick. I was right, period, hands down. I told everybody those fights were starting. No, Scoop, you're wrong. Boom, I was right. I want everyone to send me $5 with an apology letter. By the way, what? You guys have to do it.
When you send that $5, can you send a shovel or something? Because it's getting deep in the studio already tonight.
You want $5 and you want them to eat your dick. That's too much.
I just want a shovel, Jeff. I just want a shovel.
I'll send you a shovel.
Tell you what, let's bring in the man himself, the owner of Clinch Custom Mouth Guard. Jeff, how you doing tonight?
Well, it's better until I find out that I had to eat your dick and send you $5.
Yeah. Well, I also want to welcome in the man himself, pro fighter, undefeated,
Boo!
The Boo! Gregory.
Boo this fucking clown. Boo this guy.
What's up, guy?
Hey, President MMA.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, Jeff, what a great catch. Dude, all the fans out there, I think you guys should support Chris Gregory changing his name to The Cook, and his slogan will be, I'll flip you like a flapjack. And he can
listen,
come out like
that. We all know. If you guys have listened to The Rogue Show, you guys know the Texas prison system champ is Skippy, okay? We call him Skippy the Jailbait Cohen from now on, folks. Everybody, you know the name, Skippy the Jailbait. Let's do this show tonight. Hey,
listen here, pretty shit. Listen here, pretty shit.
The cell door shuts. The cell door shuts. You lose.
No. Pudding Tit. That's the greatest nickname ever, Pudding Tit. That's your new nickname.
You know, right now, right now, I'm about to light up this La Aurora cigar, and I'm going to sit back with my feet up, and I'm going to talk some shit here for a couple hours, and we're going to talk about picking some fights.
I'm ready. It's going to be, dude,
hey,
tomorrow night's fights are
tonight,
great.
Hey, I will live tweet Skippy's death tonight.
That's funny.
Hey, Jeff, do you guys think that you could retweet some of those for me if I was to do that?
Yep.
Well, dude, I just want to tell you, Chris, if you don't remember, when I'm on your show, I'm very respectful because it's your show. You ever disrespect me on that show again and get someone to actually post the word jailbait, I swear to God, I'll smack left titty so hard it'll go over your right titty shoulders.
Yo, everyone, make sure you tag Skippy and jailbait at STP Tattoo, a.k.a. STP Jailbait. Oh, shit.
Chris, why don't you tell the folks, you know, everybody out there, you guys know Chris, President of MMA Topics.net. He's throwing it down, matchmaker for BFC Championships, Blackout Fighting Championships, folks, and King of the Cage Midwest, as well as a bunch of other stuff in his life, including being the father to 18 children in three counties. Chris, I know you dropped the big card. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit about it?
Hey, hold on. Before we get into the card, though, have you started finding replacements?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm not going to say what fights in case any of the fighters are listening, but I kind of, you know fighters real well from, you know, watching so many different events. So I know the ones that could possibly back out. You know, I mean, you know, there's always injuries involved in MMA, and that's one thing, but you know the guys that are going to back out. And you know what? I think it's a pretty solid card. We're a few weeks away. I think about 20-something days. And I don't think any of these guys are looking to back out. I think all these guys are ready to move on to the next level. A lot of them are. A lot of them are ready to go pro. And, you know, I don't see these guys backing out of any fights, man. I'm pretty stoked about this card, though. I mean, second card I match made all by myself, and I'm pretty freaking stoked. I mean, I just locked in a great fight today between Chuka Willis and Aaron Robertson. If you guys don't know Chuka Willis, he's 15-5, and Aaron Robertson is 8-3. Dude, both of them come in.
How about breaking that news for you the other day?
What's up?
I thought about breaking that news for you the other day.
Yeah, you know, I felt like it was going to happen, but sometimes you got to get, like, the stamp of approval. So I had to get the stamp of approval from Dusty Spaulding in order to make that fight happen. So I was waiting for him to, you know, message me back, and that guy's been, you know, busy in meetings all day, he said. So, you know, I waited, and finally he was like, okay. I had the status up and ready to just post. I was like, oh, come on, dude. Hurry up, bro. Come on. So I was like, right when he said it, I was like, okay, let's do this. And they're going to fight at 150. Neither one of them are going to have to cut weight, which is good. You know, then they can just focus on just training. I think that's great. These guys are ready to go pro. Both of them are.
Hey, is that Tim from GFL joining us?
What's up?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, killer? Hold on. Hey, welcome to the show. Hold on a second. We're going to let Chris finish telling us his card.
No, Tim from GFL's on. Hey, I want to know, is there any possible way we could do this show for free? That we don't have to make the fans pay for it. We just do it for free.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that could happen.
I'm pretty down to make that happen. I'd love for all the fans to see this fight. Even all these fights, even if we have to make it free, so I'd love to do that.
I mean, if you want to, what I'm doing now is I'm releasing cards from the past for free every day on Go Fight Live. Just kind of like a one time, you can watch it one time for free. We're doing 8 o'clock every night. an old show plays so I can put a blackout.
I watched
black
some boxing
cards.
Tonight. I watched the
yeah,
boxing,
there's a boxing
tonight.
On tonight.
Yeah.
You can make
a couple of...
Go ahead.
What's up? No, so I was saying if you guys want blackout, want me to release some blackout cards for free on certain days, just let me know. I'll put them up there.
Absolutely. Go ahead. I don't even have to ask Travis about that. I know he's down. So just go ahead and do that, man.
But what basically, right, Tim, what he's getting at is he wants to throw, like, he's throwing a real big card kind of for the fans. It's like a lot of the fights are what fans want to see. And for the last year, they, you know, all the fans supporting them, they want to give out a big-ass card to all their fans for free, which I understand. It helps bring people to your site and to get them to know it and helps them thank their fans. But, yeah, you guys should talk
yeah, I mean,
about that.
That's totally up to them. Just send an email to Keith, let them know what you want to do, and I'm sure no problem getting it done.
Hell, yeah. Hell, yeah, man. We got, look, on this card in Carthage, Missouri, we got 5 title fights. We got the vacant BFC welterweight championships going down. Brian Hill, he's 9-1. He's a champion at Brawl, Inc., and also a champion at Cage of Honor. He'll be fighting Patrick Garcia. Patrick's tough, man. He's tough, man. Both these guys are ready to go pro. They've been in the game for a long time. Brian Hill, he's an older guy. He's just tough as nails. I've seen him take shots and laugh, man. He's that type of fighter. Then you have BSC lightweight champion Michael Heckert, they're going for the interim title. Michael Heckert 3-1 versus David Woodall 6-1, both crafty on the ground and good standing up. Man, I mean, I don't really know who takes that fight. Heckert's probably more of the stronger guy. He'll probably be 185, man. Honestly, after the day after weigh-ins, 155 to 185 is probably what he'll do, and he'll probably come in the fight much bigger than Woodall. So we'll see. And then a grudge match. Champion Hector Ortega. What's up?
No, go. I'm sorry. Keep talking. I was talking to LaFoxy.
Sorry, I was just trying to run through them. You know what I mean? I was just trying to run through
them. Keep going. You're fine. We're having a production conversation. Keep going.
All right, cool. All right. BFC Bantamweight Champion Hector Ortega will be putting his title on the line against Brill Martin. He's 7-3. Both these guys hate each other. Man, they're just ready to throw down. They used to be managed by the same guy. You know, one took a title that the other one wanted, and they got beef. So they're ready to settle it in our cage. Both these guys are from Oklahoma, so we're bringing them both in. You know, we like to bring in the talent from all around the Midwest. Then you've got Cabby Patterson, who recently fought Ronda Rousey's protege and lost it tough enough. She'll be fighting our BFC Women's Champion, Blair Patton, who is 2-0. You know, she's still a rising champ. She's a champ. She's a champ, and she's still growing, you know, into the sport. You know, I mean, she's tough, man. I seen her train yesterday, and she could take some shots, and she could give some shots. So, you know, it's going to be a tough fight for Cabby Patterson, for sure. Then you got the 115-pounders, Kendrick Latchman, 10-3 versus DeMario Cade, 9-2. Pretty stoked for this fight, man. DeMario Cade's coming out of Arkansas. Kendrick Latchman out of St. Louis. Pretty stoked for that fight. Then, you know, you've got a lot of up-and-comers on the card, a lot of champions in other shows, you know, willing to come down here and put on a hell of a show, dude. There's 20 fights, so if I go through all of them, we'll be here all night.
So, hey, man.
Yeah.
What can I expect out of – I like Roberson in the fight. Am I off? Am I wrong?
You know what? Like, both these guys rely on ground and pound in order to win their fights. They're skilled everywhere. So both of them come in right out and take the other person down, their opponents down, and just smash on them. So I think they both will nullify the wrestling. So I don't think it will happen like that. I think they'll have to stand up, and I have no idea who will win the stand-up on this fight. Like, honestly, I think they both need work on their stand-up. And we'll see what happens.
So you're saying this is a pretty evenly matched fight then?
Oh, dude, all these fights are evenly matched, man. That's one thing I pride myself on, You guys know we hate mismatch fights. They look bad. You know, it's just ridiculous. I love fights that are fair. You know, sometimes you see someone get smashed and you're like, damn. But a lot of those guys that get smashed lie about their records, and we've seen it in other shows. So I think all these guys, they're evenly matched. Great fights, man, all night. I mean, from the first fight to the last fight, it's great fights. $25 for general admission, $35 for VIP. Get your tickets now, www.cagetix.com/BFC.
So what do I get? What do I get with my VIP ticket, man? What makes me VIP?
All right, you're going to get a waitress. You're going to get, like, the fucking closest you can get to the cage as you can get to the cage. Because I think we're only selling, like, 8 tables. So I think our 6 tables. I think we're, like, down. I think all the tables are sold already, actually. So I think the tables are sold out, and VIP is close.
Well, you pick me up at my house.
But I get a waitress? I'm liking this.
Will you pick me up at my house?
Do I get to pick her? Do I get to? Is it like a lineup? Will I get to pick her out? Like, will you be like, here's the 4 waitresses. You can pick the one that you want. And I'm going to be like, all right, I want the...
How much
If you came out here, I would personally make sure that happened for just you, though. Just you, Lapati. Or actually, the men of Madhouse. I will make sure that happens for the Ben and Matt House.
Would you be willing to let me and Lapaki each corner, one blue, one red corner, for any fight we wanted against each other?
Absolutely not.
Why would you say no? Fuck, I thought we were buddies.
I'd just like to say that there's no independent fighters on this card.
Hey, during intermission, would you and Travis and Dusty be all right if Skippy and I had a Filipino knife fight in the cage?
Look, we will let you guys do palm strikes only. And, palm strikes only, El Guapo style. Shit.
Oh, Chris. We're taking that deal because I'm dressing up like Anthony Hamlet and Lapaki's dressing up like Frank Shamrock, and we're going to replay that night out.
Do I have to get braces?
Would a Filipino knife fight be on GFL?
Yes.
Absolutely. We might have to blur out the faces, you know, just to protect them, but we'll make it happen.
This also could be on an episode of Faces of Death. If everything works out accordingly.
Hey, that's a fight I'm looking forward to.
Since it's an exhibition match, Chris, we don't have to really follow commission rules. We can bring in stun guns, right?
Well, I mean, I guess if that's your thing, I mean, whatever happens after you guys stun each other, you know, that's on you. If you dookie in your pants, it's on you. I mean, if you're willing... If you guys are willing to do these things in front of public, I mean, that's on you, man. I mean, I'm not into that. I think the commission will frown upon it, and I don't think Blackout will have any more shows after that.
If we just get a taser fight?
I mean, man, I don't know. We'd have to get it on camera, but we'd have to do it when there was no crowd. So, I mean, Photoshop the crowd in the background.
Can you set it up at a barn where they make moonshine?
No, it will be in a Hell in a Cell cage. End of story.
Hey, can, who was the guy you said his grandma makes the super good moonshine? Does the winner get a mason jar full of moonshine?
Yeah, don't
say
it.
The winner needs to get a mason jar of moonshine.
Oh, man, I don't know about that, man. I'm not wasting my moonshine connection. Fuck that. Speaking of, look, I'm asking them right now about some moonshine.
That's funny, dude.
For tomorrow night? Are you looking to get some moonshine for tomorrow night?
I don't know. Possibly.
Does UFC 168 constitute moonshine for Chris Gregory?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. UFC...
I was... I would start drinking at the co-main event, though, honestly. Like, I couldn't drink any time before that.
Will the missus have moonshine with you and watch the fight?
If it's apple pie moonshine or something like that, then yes, she will. And I think that it will be, because anytime we get it, it's a flavor. So
that's the best thing,
like,
I have, man. That stuff, like, sometimes when it's just straight fire, it's rough, bro.
I like
a little flavor to my moonshine. I'm just saying, that's just, I like a little something there to cover that fire.
I like it, to be a little strong, so then you know you're going to get drunk. Because if it's like the last stuff we got, it didn't even taste like alcohol at all. You just kind of like sip on it, and you're like, oh, yeah, you know I'm good. And then you try to, like, you'll take a shot or something like that, and you'll be like, oh, God. Whoa, that was nice. But, like, I don't know, man. I like it not to be, I like to feel, I don't fucking know how to explain it. You have to have drink moonshine in order to understand. Like, it's like a wine, it's like someone that's a fucking wino, you know, they know everything about wine. I don't know shit about moonshine, but I watched this show. So, I don't know where that's going. I'm just talking about moonshine.
Would you say that, are you a lot like Tickle?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. You know who's legit, though, is that legal guy. Is that the one, he's like, dude, I'm trying to do this shit legal, you know? And I don't know, I'm not
doing it. That work with Tickle?
Yeah, the dude that works.
Tim?
The dude that Tickle worked for.
I think it's Tim.
Yeah, that dude's funny as fuck. And then the old man is fucking hilarious.
Dude, you should watch the documentary on the old man, dude.
Popcorn Sutton?
Yeah.
Dude, Popcorn Sutton.
That
shit.
Guy is a fucking boss, dude.
Hank Williams III wrote a song about him.
That guy, that's like you'll enjoy that amount of time better than anything else you could watch.
Dude, see, look, it says stay tuned. We have more action coming up right now. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're just, that must have just been the opening round of the tournament. Because they have the tournament tonight.
Dude, yeah, they're saying it's something. But it's odd because...
So, Tim, how frustrating is it for this slow time of year for GFL?
Wait, what was that?
How frustrating is it for you guys at GFL with how slow it is in this time of the year?
Oh, man, it's boring. Driving me crazy, especially, you know, this is my full-time job, so when there's nothing going on, like, I have to make work.
Good. I agree. Look, we've done about, me and Labaki have done right around 140 shows this year. Like, the last three have been work.
Well, what I'm doing now is actually, I'm just looking to bring in sponsors at this point, since we, you know, I've been looking at GFL and what we have to offer. So my thing is not even just sponsors, maybe different partnerships, stuff like that. So if you're in the MMA community and you want to link up with GFL, just reach out.
Speaking of that, linking up, because you guys are doing the World Series of Fighting in Central America, are you guys going to get to Mexico and the Philippines and what was the other place? Brazil.
I'm not sure. Interestingly enough, our COO, Keith Evans, is also the COO of World Series of Fighting. So I know there's going to be some partnerships, some more events. I'm hoping we get the other countries. I think it could be huge. I know the World Series of Fighting in Central America has done phenomenal numbers for us. So I'm hoping that, you know, there's more to come.
That last event was pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, Mayorga draws enough for MMA. But, you know, he's going back to the boxing ring, so there's not going to be any more Mayorga in the World Series of Fighting cage. But hopefully, you know, there's more breakout stars down there. There's more great MMA action. I know Mayorga was the main event on these cards, but by far there was so much better fight than when he fought.
Well, dude, the fights were good. The Brian Green fight was fucking bogus, though, man. I mean, like, it was like those fights were just kind of like janky.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the whole card, to be honest with you. But it was like the last event on a long night of MMA fights and boxing and Muay Thai. It was a big night that night. But I really... What happened in the Brian Green fight?
Oh, man, it was just the ref let the fucking guy lay on top of him and not do anything for like 4 minutes
around.
And
the guy still ended up a bloody fucking mess. And he got his ass kicked from the bottom, but literally there was a 40-second stall where Brian Green was... Green was even talking. Live Muay Thai right now, folks. Bam! Probably 40 seconds. He even looked up the ref. He's like, you gonna stand it up? And the guy wasn't doing anything.
Oh, those are the worst kind of fights, too.
Yeah. But I still gave it to him from the action from the bottom, especially because Homeboy was murdering the dude from the bottom. Cut him up, man. Literally bloodied him up.
So have you guys started, because I know I missed the first little bit, have you guys started breaking down that UFC 168 card?
Not yet, but we mentioned it. We just haven't gotten that far.
I don't normally say this, but I'm actually excited about this event. Not many UFC cards get my full undivided attention, but it could be that there's nothing else going on this weekend. Not on GFL, not on boxing. Nothing else going on, and it's a pretty big fight, but, you know, this card has my attention.
If this doesn't have your attention, you're a buffoon.
What was that?
If this doesn't have people's attention, they're buffoons.
But
I agree.
I mean, you got two huge rematches on the card for titles. And then Josh Barnett fight.
I mean, honestly, the Barnett fight, I'm thrilled about. I can't wait for that. The women's fight, that really doesn't have my interest, not because it's woman, but because it's going to go the same way it went the first time. I don't see it being competitive. I just see, you know, Ronda Rousey walking right through her. And it's just one of those things. Misha Tate didn't earn that spot. She kind of fell into it. So there's no real, I guess the build-up was good, them going back and forth at the house and training the fighters on the Ultimate Fighter, but I'm just not sold. I think it's going to be one-sided and it's going to be dominant for Rousey.
That's fair. Does it see the second round?
What was that?
Does it see the second round?
I don't think so. Wow. I think it's going to be the same thing, like all Rousey's fights. First round, arm bar. Same story, just a different day.
Jeff, what do you think, brother?
I think they have to try to train for is to defend the arm bar. And I think every fight's going to get closer and closer to her getting her ass beat, and it may happen this one. So we'll see. I think I think Amisha's going to win for some reason. I think she's too much in Ronda's head. I think Ronda's too distracted, too much shit going on. And she's a fucking one-trick pony. She might be good at some other stuff, too, but really the thing that you have to be afraid of is one thing. Learn how to defend an armbar really good, and she's not going to get you. Don't let her muscle you. I mean, she's obviously stronger than most of them from all the years of judo, but she's beatable, very beatable. See a little more of it each fight, and this fight could be the one. We'll see. Misha's capable.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling that Ronda wins via TKO tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, that is exactly when we were talking earlier today and he told me that. Don't get me wrong. I was pretty fucked up at work today. And when he told me, for a second, I was like, am I high? Did he just say? But, I mean, he believes it. And I think it's kind of interesting.
Possibly a knockout via judo throw.
No way. Possibly a knockout, though. Someone else told me that. They said they think either Misha wins, what do you say? Misha wins the decision, or Ronda knocks her out, I think is what he said. Mr. Hamlet. I'm sure he'll come on and say it, but yeah. He thinks he's going to knock Misha out. So
I mean,
that's definitely one of those guys to finish the show, to go to put your stamp on this by knocking her out. Either one of them, that would be fantastic. Love to see that.
Hey, hold on one second, guys. I totally forgot to do this.
Full Nelson Promotions, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition, and Cadillac Jack Saloon presents an action-packed night of professional and amateur mixed martial arts live cage fighting. Saturday, January 4th at 7 p.m. at the Pendleton Convention Center. All ages are welcome. See Pendleton's own Jason Lambert of Redneck Militia in the main event. Weigh-ins are January 3rd at 6 p.m. at Cadillac Jack's
with a 21 and over after party following that Saturday night fight.
Get your tickets now at Cadillac Jack's on 17th and Immigrant in Pendleton.
Okay, sorry, back to the show.
What the fuck?
I was supposed to be playing
that
advertisement.
I was supposed to open the show, man.
Yeah, I was supposed to open the show with that commercial.
Fucking good job, Skip. I'm just playing.
I'm on it.
You know what? I think that my pick is going to be Misha Tate. I think that she's going to win this fight, man. I don't know why I think that, but... I mean, you know, logically, you should probably go for Ronda Rousey, but, I mean, I remember the first fight. She did have a deep armbar in, and Rousey got out of it. So, I mean, you know, I got to go with Misha this time.
I tell you what, if Misha Tate beats Ronda Rousey on the next Rogue show, I'll give out 10 free iPay-per-views.
Hell yeah.
Hey, that's no bad. Dude, now I just wanted to know something. The last time you got crazy like that, you had a fifth of whiskey in you. So, are we talking to another fifth of whiskey, Tim, or are we talking?
Oh no, I'm completely sober. I did the bet once before. Who did I bet on before? I said that I would give out 10 free pay-per-views and the other first
fight.
Which fight?
It was the Silva Weidman first fight.
No, it was after that.
No,
I think I called him drunk that night. But there was one night I gave out a bunch of pay-per-views when I was drunk. That was at the CFSC, somewhere either CFSC 29 or 30. And then after that there was a fight. I forget what fight was that. It was a fight that was really close too. It might have been a John Jones, Houston fight.
Yeah, was it John Jones? No, it wasn't John Jones and Gus. See, this is what happens when you try to make people partying all day fucking think. Ooh, the Shiwi. You remember when Misha Tate was fucking promoting that? Whatever happened to that sponsor?
She passed it on to Heather Lynn Carroll.
Oh.
Oh, no, Richie Bulldog. I don't know.
The Lady Dick. Because
you got a better mouth guard.
You'll
win.
Who has the mouth guard?
Misha, you know that.
Okay, here's a question for you, tough guy. She has the best mouth guard. She goes in to win. What happens if the other opponent has a clinch, cut the mouth guard in? Is it a draw?
No, it's just a fair fight. It goes back to skills. Ronda don't have one, so.
Hey, let me ask you guys this question. The Dennis Seaver, Manny Gamburian fight. These are both guys that have previously fought at lightweight. They're not really in title contention at featherweight. Why not just have this fight at lightweight and not cut the extra 10 pounds? It's not like it's really going to make a difference on what weight class these two guys fight in right now.
I agree with you. Well, 55 is pretty big for Manny.
Yeah.
4 feet tall.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, that made sense. That definitely made sense. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think it really matters what weight class they fight. They could have fought at 150 for all I gave a shit.
Really, I wish you were dark, bro.
I like the fight.
Didn't just suffer.
I like all these fights. I mean, from the prelims all the way, I mean, pretty stacked. I mean, the FX Sports prelims are sick. I mean, John Howard versus Sayer the Killer is sick.
That's a hard fight to pick. That's a hard fight to pick.
You know what? Man, you know, I know John Howard comes on the show a lot, but I've been on the Sayer Badazara fucking bandwagon for a long time, man. I mean, that dude's a killer, man. He showed it his very first UFC fight. He's been plagued with injuries. We're probably going to see a big knockout in this fight, and I think it's going to be pretty quick. Sayer's nasty, man.
Hey, are you still watching FC?
Absolutely not. I mean, is there still fights on?
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to find out.
Oh, here, I'll let you know in 15 seconds when the ad ends.
Okay, because it says the fights are back on right now, the second round.
Oh, that was just the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's more fights to go, bro.
Oh, okay, well. I was looking at other shit. I was looking at other shit, man. What do you guys think about that fight, though? The John Howard fight. Sayer.
I got Sayer winning, but it was really tough. I didn't know really. That was a really hard fight for me to pick.
I got Howard winning for one reason, and the biggest reason is after the last fight, and talking to him like we did a couple weeks ago, I think he's coming in to finish that motherfucker.
See, and I think that poses a problem for him. I do. I really do. You're going to come in there. Yeah, I think you're going to go in there too recklessly and just trying to headhunt against a guy who has power and, dude, is just, he's fucking nasty. He's a nasty, he's just a nasty dude, man.
So, come on, man, you got to admit, after that last fight with Uriah, dude, he had to have gone back to the training board and said, okay, this is something I got to address. And I guarantee he's going to come back ready. He's going to come back and finish him, and he's not going to be wild about it. I don't believe. I think he's going to be clean, throwing some nasty power shots, get him down and finish him off.
It's a possibility. I mean, anything's possible. I just don't see it. I mean, let's be real. Oh, wait. You know what? I mean, look. Before Sayer came to the UFC, he was on, like, a seven-fight win streak? That dude's just nasty, man. I don't see anyone getting past that guy. I mean, his last fight was pretty shitty, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but didn't he break his hand in that fight?
Yeah, he broke his hand in that fight. I thought he won the fight, but Dunyoung Kim is just one of those guys that you can't. He just takes you down and just beats the crap out of you, and then takes you down again, and then again.
He's good at it, but he can also catch you on the chin.
What?
He can catch you on the chin, too. Like it did Eric Silva. Hello?
Sorry, my wife's trying to talk to me at the same time. You know how that is. You know? I just got punched. Damn. I'm getting punched on the Rogue Show, guys.
Dude, do you need to alert the authorities?
Fuck no. I'm going to call the police.
Sorry about your damn luck. Sorry about your damn luck, son of a bitch.
Anyway. Yeah, dude, that's... I don't know.
Everybody likes Jim Miller to win?
Oh, absolutely. Decision, though. He's going to win by decision.
What? I'm thinking second-round submission. I'm thinking second-round submission. Rear naked choke. Maybe guillotine.
I see it being a fucking stand-up fight most of the time. I don't see it going to the ground.
Anybody else?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's going to a decision, dude. Miller wins.
Yep.
That's it. Kamoy has no chance in that fight. Sorry.
30-27.
And then what about Diego Brandão coming in fucking way overweight? 7 pounds?
Eight originally.
That's the guy that's Bellator, right?
That's ridiculous. That's like he didn't even try to make it. 8 pounds, it's just an insult. To his, if I was Poirier, I wouldn't even fight him.
Right. Would you just take your win bonus and go home? Or your show bonus, sorry. You get your show bonus, I think. Pretty sure.
Yeah. I would take my show bonus and go home. Or I would at least demand the promise that if I lost, it wouldn't affect my job whatsoever. Because that's ridiculous. And it's unsafe. The guy obviously didn't try to cut weight. He's coming in comfortable. He's going to rehydrate to an even higher weight. And it's just unfair. If I was Poirier, I would take my show bonus and just walk away and fight another day to an opponent that actually gives a shit.
Fuck that.
What does everybody think about this? So they fined Brandão 25%, right?
Yep.
Now, Poirier only gets half of that, and the state commission gets the other half. Why is it that Poirier is not getting the whole 25%? And what does the state need half of the fucking punishment for?
Right. Right? What the fuck does the state have to do with that?
I mean, it completely affects the state. That's sarcasm, by the way. I don't know if you can tell by my tone. I mean, Poirier should get that. And if it goes, if the fight somehow gets fighter tonight, he should get the whole bonus.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. If Brandão does somehow win tomorrow, and then Dana should just give him the one of the bonuses just to give it to Poirier.
Brandão, if he doesn't win, he's going to Bellator.
Yeah. The worst.
No, dude, he'll go to World Series or something.
Dude, you can't miss weight by that
much. They could use him at World Series of Fighting to, like, headline cards in Brazil. That'd actually be a really good move.
I was looking at the old Affliction payoffs. I just got to bring this up real quick because it boggled my mind. Did you know when Arlovski fought Fedor, he got paid $1.5 million?
Yeah, but that's why he only had one show.
That was ludicrous. Everybody Fedor thought Fedor was getting double what Fedor got. Even Tim Sylvia, I think he made like $600,000 for the fight.
It's economical sometimes not to find the UFC. I said it so many times. So many times. Ridiculous. People that pass up big money just to find the UFC for nothing, they're just retarded. It's just stupid. It is. It's just the dumbest thing you could do.
Yeah, Askren was saying his deal was close to $2 million in one FC. Like, it could hit $2
million. Right. Yeah, I mean, dude's getting paid over there, and he's not even going to have to fight his tough people. Let's be real. I mean, shit. I mean, why not? I ain't got to fight tough people. And I'm going to make more.
I gotta jump off. It's getting late over here on the East Coast. But let me know who won.
All right.
For sure.
All right. See you guys later.
Later, Tim. Thanks, brother. All right, everybody. That was Tim from GFL, man. We'll get back to this somehow. You don't care who he fights over there, Chris, or do you think it matters?
We're talking about Ben Askren, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think he'll fight someone as tough as he would in the UFC. And he's still making more money. I just think it's a smart move. You know what I mean? Like, why not fight lesser competition and make more money? I mean, what the fuck? Let's be real. I mean, yeah, they could bring in some big names. Some, you know, ex-USC fighters. I mean, they could bring in some people to compete with him. they're not. I mean, you know, they're not going to.
I think they will. I think they will.
I mean, I think he'll get Phil Baroni first because they've been talking shit. Maybe.
That's right in the fucking world. What a stupid fight that is. Jeez.
What happens if Phil Baroni wins? Let's be real. What happens if he wins? You know what fight I'd like to see? I'd like to see Ben Askren versus Dan Hornbuckle again. I'd be serious, too.
That was what I was afraid of.
Fuck you. Why not? That's a good fight, shit.
Why not Ben Askren versus Paul Daly at 1FC?
Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
I love that.
Why? Paul Daly's getting ready to fight for a K-1 title.
Because I said so, that's why.
Paul Daly, I think, will fucking rock in the K-1 division.
We'll see. I think he'll do pretty damn good.
That power is going to be helpful. Chris Lee in your right hall.
Oh, man, you know what? I think the hype train has pretty much been silenced. You know what I mean? I mean, everyone knows the guy fights good for the first minute. Anytime he's in trouble, he kind of wilts away, man. I think Chris Lee at the weigh-ins, he looked like a fucking beast, bro. He just looked like he was real focused. You know, I think Lee is going to wreck Uriah Hall. I think it's it'd probably be second round TKO, maybe even first round. He just looked really focused. That's, I mean, he just looked so... Yeah, he looked like he was there. Chris Lieben's going to take that shit.
I totally 100% agree. I think Chris Lieben is going to beat the brakes off that kid.
I think what Uriah Hall lacks right now is killer instinct. He just doesn't have it anymore. He had it 100% on the show. I mean the hype was there on the show, man.
Or did that whole group of fighters get overhyped?
No, there was some really good fighters on that show. There really was. And the winner, Kevin Gastelum, is fucking amazing. You know what I mean? And Zach Cummings is doing good in the UFC. I just think, you know, I mean, I just think that Uriah Hall is just not, I don't know, man. He just lacks the killer instinct anymore. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I think Chris Lieben is just going to smash him, dude. I just think Chris Lieben is on another level. I really do. I mean, look, he's a seasoned veteran. He's been around since before even, you know, even before Tough. You know, I've seen that guy fight. So, you know, Chris Lieben's a fucking, he's a legend in my opinion, man. I think that he's, you know, he's a legend, man. He's a seasoned vet, been around for a long fucking time.
He's rolled with me, so he's got to be good. He's got to be good. He survived that.
Dude, I think Chris has an opportunity to continue to prove to Dana why he's been around so long by beating Uriah Hall out the door.
I think he might have a problem with speed. I think he might be a little slower than Uriah.
I don't think Uriah is realizes the strength and the true high-level grappling that Chris Lieben has. And he's got hands,
sure.
Folks.
It's hit
he's
a lot,
got
though.
Hands. So if Uriah Hall doesn't want to bang, he's going to take it to the ground. And that we've seen Lieben dangerous down there, you know. You know, I mean, let's be honest. He has lost some fights because he's gotten into some nasty, nasty stand-up wars that have been impressive. But ultimately, people forget he has a sick fucking ground game.
Yeah, he does. I think he lost some fights because of stuff that didn't have anything to do with the fight.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of messages.
He also got laid on for three rounds by Derek Brunson.
He did, yes, absolutely. And then Andrew Craig, I thought he won last night, actually.
And he lost to Andrew Craig. Yeah, but you could
definitely... Yeah, but yeah, I thought he won that fight. That was a really close fight, man. I thought that was... That, dude, that could be considered a draw. That's how close that fight was. That was a pretty good fight.
And don't forget, during the Brunson phase, he was possibly divorcing, losing his gym. He had a lot of, openly admitted, a lot of mental problems that were distracting him, financial problems. You know, he went, what was it, about a 12 to 16-month period where he kind of had that whole dark phase in his life and his career. So I think we see, just like we were talking the other day, you know, about certain fighters at a resurgence, like Uriah Faber. He is back on another level. I think Chris Lieben is trying to get back to that dominant level he used to be, and I think he's going to use this to make a statement and impress Dana into signing him for another 3 or 4 fights.
Whether he gets back to that point where he gets a title shot or not, this guy has fought fucking in the UFC 21 times. And he's, you know, he's had losing streaks before. And he's on a 3-fight losing streak right now, and guarantee he's going to come out of that fucking slump. Like he always does, man. He always does that. He's on a little tear, you know, and then, you know, he wins one. Or, you know, I mean, dude, that dude's just nasty, man. Chris Lieben's going to come back again. And he came back in 2010. He's going to come back again.
Is this a loser leaves match?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's at that point. So he's lost 3 in a row, even though his last fight, you know, was a good fight. It doesn't matter anymore in the UFC.
What if you have
if it's Chris, he could get one more, I think, if it's him, because he fights hard and he's entertaining. And, you know, John Albert lost 4 times before he was gone. I mean, guys lose more, so, and have done less. He could get another one. Uriah Hall is, like, just barely hanging on.
Yeah, you know, Dana White loves Chris Lieben. You know what I mean? Like, even through all the drug shit, and, you know, he stuck by him. And that just, I mean, he has. So, I don't know. I don't know. You never know. It just depends. He might tell Chris Lieben it's time for him to retire. I mean, you never know. But I think Chris Lieben wins, and we won't have to talk about that.
So Lieben can go work for Matt Hughes in the fighter, what is it? What's that division? Where he watches your behavior. And then he can have Chris Lieben tell him to what all the things he needs to really be looking out for. Be like having Victor Conte tell you how to catch people on steroids.
Yeah, just follow him around.
Hey. Pretty excited for my buddy Bobby Volker. He's fighting too, man. He needs to get a win here.
I got Bobby Volker winning, man. I got Bobby Volker winning.
You know what? He's fought tough dudes in the UFC. I mean, no doubt about it. Robbie Lawler, Patrick Cote. I thought he won against Patrick Cote, and I thought he got fucked on that fight. But, yeah, I hope he gets the TKO knockout win. I know he's been training at Grindhouse. Definitely stepped up the level and gained, you know, training partners and shit like that. We'll see some good striking from Bobby Volker in this fight, I think. Excited for the Facebook fucking prelims. Esteban Pion, you guys already know that dude's a submission dude. That's a good fight.
He's getting knocked out.
No. Russ is nasty, too, though. He is nasty, so I don't know. I have Esteban Pion by a submission, a crafty submission.
I just think Peralta's too good of a wrestler, and he'll just punch him in the face a bunch. He's got heavier hands. Pion's pretty good on his feet, but I just think the power factor for Peralta is going to really be the difference. He could gas, though. It's always a risk you take with Robbie Peralta.
Have you noticed we don't ever go on any kind of order on fights? We just go from fucking main event, co-main event, down to prelims, to back to the other prelims. We don't give a shit in the road show.
What the fuck? Everybody, we're all skipping over the one fight we should be talking about. How about Fat Ass fucking versus Diego Brandao? Fuck. What was his
Where were you at?
What the fuck are you doing, bro? We talked about that 20 minutes ago, man.
Oh. Hey, it's some good shit, man.
Hey, I'm not really sure what he's talking about, but.
Rob, he's hiding something from you. He's got some other. He's eating other cookies, dude. He's got different cookies than you.
I think so.
Check
I thought he was gonna, when he said fat ass, I thought he was gonna say Gleason Tebow versus Michael Johnson. I think that's an interesting fight. I really would like to pick Michael Johnson, but I just think that Tebow's submission grappling is too much. That a fight will go to the ground and he'll end up getting a rear naked choke.
We got Johnson by decision.
Michael Johnson by knockout, first round. I'd really like to see that guy switch camps, though. I really would, man. I want to see, I want to see a 417 guy do good, man. And the Black Zillions, ah, man, God, the worst camp to be at right now. Sorry,
he left there, bro. He's not there anymore.
Where is he at, then?
I'm trying to think of it, but he's not there anymore. He might be at ATP now.
Nope. Promise, he's not there.
Are you sure he's not down there? I think he might be down there.
I promise he's
maybe not
there.
Maybe not at Coconut Creek, but I'll think about it.
I don't think he's.
Or maybe he's back in Colorado.
That would be good.
At Grudge.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Skippy's internet's acting like a fucking.
Is it did it kick you off too?
Yeah.
Let me go fix that because Carly just bitched at me about the same thing.
No, absolutely not. He didn't. On Christmas he showed a picture of him training at the Black Zillions, man. Oh wait, that's 2012. Jesus Christ. He's a local guy. I don't even know this. Jeez. Once you go with the Black Zillions, you never come back.
You never win. I don't know.
Michael Johnson's gonna knock him out.
So let's talk about the coolest cat on the show. The guy that really is the main event, Josh the Warmaster Barnett. He's got a tough fight with Travis Brown.
I don't think so. I think his submission grappling is far superior than Travis Brown. I think he gets inside, gets double underhooks, takes this fight to the ground. Yes, sir. We will see a submission from Travis Brown. I'm going to go ahead and say an arm triangle. I mean from Josh Barnett, an arm triangle.
Wow.
Dude, I mean, come on. He's just far superior in his grappling than most fighters. I mean, former UFC champ. On steroids.
Don't say that. Josh Barnett is a fucking legend up here, pal.
Don't say that around here.
You think Travis Brown really has any chance? I really don't think so.
I do. I think Travis Brown is a really, really, really good chance. Dude, Travis Brown... See the fucking beating that guy took at the hands of Alistair Overeem?
Yeah, he fucking definitely popped up. He was getting his ass kneed to death, went all the way down, pretty much flattened out, and then just got up. He was just like, all right, I probably shouldn't lose the body shots. I'm not Brock Lesnar. I can do this. And he got up and fucking, we saw what happened. Front kick to the face.
Yeah, I've got Barnett via decision right now, but that could change to a TKO second round, dirty boxing, similar to Frank Mir. Because I think there's going to be a lot of clinch done, and that kind of leads me to think that Travis Brown can have a big advantage if he's in the clinch and he really utilizes his Muay Thai knee.
All right.
you know, knees to the side of the rib cage and stuff like that could be devastating in the clinch there against Barnett. Barnett was looking a little soft at the weigh-in today, I thought. Came in at 252.
He always looks like that, so he always looks like that. That's nothing different.
I know, but that guy's such a badass.
He is, man. He really is. He's fucking so big, too.
I watched this video of him. They were at some, like, little private gym, and the guy got a broken nose. And this dude, like, took a pen apart and, like, shoved it up this guy's nose and straightened his nose rather than have him go to the hospital.
Right.
Like, he, like, shoved this pen up in this dude's brain.
That's awesome.
I'll find that video and post it for you guys.
I'm not sure I could watch it.
Youngest UFC heavyweight champion, Josh Barnett.
Yup.
Nice.
He's fought everywhere. He's fought fucking everywhere. Pride, you know, UFC a long time ago.
So if Barnett loses and Big Nog wins his next fight, does that set up Barnett versus Nogueira?
I think they're trying to set up Big Nog versus Roy Nelson right now or something like that. Because Roy Nelson doesn't have his next fight.
For some reason, cable, like, I guess had a blip. And in there, saying I need to reset my Wi-Fi router so I can get reset on the Wi-Fi.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, brother, no problem, dude. That's what I'm here for, you know, technical problem. I'm also trying to keep the two girls drunk in the back seat of his car from freezing to death because he won't let them in his trailer, you know, but they're stuck. Oh, you guys aren't helping your friends out like that?
Don't have any friends.
Yeah, I see Anthony Hamilton talking some shit right now.
Yeah.
But, I don't hear him on the fucking phone.
Oh, you will. He doesn't call in for 9 more minutes.
9 more minutes?
11:15 till the end of the show. That's usually Hamlet time.
Yeah, but you... Oh, there he is right there. How much you want to bet?
He's not 509.
Yeah, what
up,
Sammy?
Am I opinion people on Facebook? I hope so.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I don't even know.
Disrespectful son of a bitch.
Who's that?
You.
Oh, shit. I don't care who's president, honestly. I just want to get people riled up. I don't give a fuck. Congress runs this country anyways, man. The president don't.
He just fucks it up.
Montecito actually runs it, right? Monsantos. That's right.
I think he'd do a lot better if he would just fucking smoke a blunt. He would smoke a blunt. He'd do a lot better.
Country.
What have we been bullshitting about?
The card tomorrow night.
Zupa zombie time.
Yes.
Oh. Skippy's got his he's got his knee pads out or what? You ready?
No, I'm just right now. Jeff's
but you know what though,
Jeff's the one.
You guys been around MMA a long time. The only thing that sucks. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm picking Misha outright. Jeff picked Rhonda again by armbar, of course.
No, I didn't pick that. What are you talking about? Are you
yeah. Looking more? The only problem, man, every time there's a card that on paper it's so fucking good, what usually happens on the card? Usually, it's like a letdown, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, dude. That's when it sucks.
Yeah.
Fuck, it gotta be a letdown. It's $5 more expensive. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's only if you buy the high definition. That's why I'm like, dude, all these bitches, people bitching about the $5. That's only for the high definition version of it. Buy the cheaper one then you're taking $5 away from the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
I'd pay for that shit either way. Shit.
You're just bitching about it.
Yeah.
I'm just bitching like everybody else. Fucking Obama. Jesus. Put $5 more for USB? I blame Obama.
Dude, I do too. Hey, so, Amlet, we got you here. Who do you got keeping Uriah Hall fight?
Fuck, man, that's so hard, bro. I want Chris to win so bad. I just hope if Uriah uses speed, you know, he's a lot quicker than Chris. Chris has gotten slower in the last couple of fights, you know what I mean? So, fuck, I hope Chris wins it. That's all I can hope. So, you're right. Chris has been taking a lot more shots each fight, I mean, too. He's gotten a lot slower in the last couple of years. So, it is what it is. The fight that I like on the card is nobody's one talking about is the Josh Barnett fight. That's a pretty big fight right there.
That's our favorite fight, I think.
That's our favorite fight.
I think so.
I honestly think after watching what he did to Frank Mir, I expect him to put it on
Brown.
Space. Yeah, I expect him to put it on Brown.
Off of Brown. First of all, his sketch wrestling way superior, and I think he's not afraid to bang it out.
He's got to get inside that octopus, though, as he
4 inches.
Yeah,
he's not that.
Do you remember what he did to Semi Shields? He spot guys taller than him. I mean, that's
yeah, but Semi's a little bit different than Travis Brown. I think Travis Brown's a more well-rounded mixed martial artist than Semi was. While Semi's a superior kickboxer, I think that Travis Brown is more athletic and more well-rounded.
Yeah, I mean, and Josh is no slouch on his feet. I mean, look what he did to Pedro Hizo last time they fought. He knocked him out. Pretty cold.
Well, I think that for Josh to have a lot of success, he'll have, you know, it'll start with a lot of clinch work up against the cage. But I think that if Travis Brown can spin him and put Josh against the cage, he could really utilize his knees with his height advantage and really do some damage there.
Yeah, but when you're in the clinch, your knees height advantage doesn't really matter. It's all about your clinch. It's different, man, honestly, in my opinion at least. Did they say why that dude, the one, the Ultimate Fighter, didn't make weight so bad? Have they brought that up yet at all?
No.
He said his cooking was just too good.
They wiped that shit under the rug at USC, man. Come on, they don't talk about that shit.
Oh, no, they usually do. I mean, usually they kind of cry or whatever, but. And that dude, and he wasn't even sorry. Normally they're apologizing, you know, sorry, you know, but that motherfucker just got up there with his shorts. He didn't even take his shorts off and try to pretend he was close. He left his shorts on.
He's like, I'm good. I'm good where I'm at. No problem.
Yeah, but do you see Dustin?
He tried either. He didn't even look like he even got close to trying either. I mean, it was like, come on, at least fucking try. Try to do as much as you can.
Look.
If I was Poirier, I wouldn't take that fight. I mean, like Tim said earlier, man, that's fucking, it's a shitty spot to be in. Because it's not like, if you lose, it's not like it matters. You still have, you know, the possibility of getting cut. It's not like they give a shit.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're in the fighting business, just fight. I mean, that's just it. The weight's not going to matter. I mean, honestly, his 5 pounds is not really going to matter. They're gonna both weigh the same tomorrow night anyways. So.
Do you think that there was a part of Dana White that wanted to let Poirier kick Diego's ass right there at the weigh-in?
Dude, he got into it with him. Boy, he was like, I'm fucking you up tomorrow. He was pissed.
He has to make weight.
Poirier has to make weight still. Otherwise, the 20% of bonus or of his pay, of Diego's pay, he don't get that unless Dustin makes weight still.
No. That's what I was about to talk to you about. First of all, it's Diego Brandão who missed weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah. But second of all, we were reading earlier that 12% of the purse goes to the commission of the
It used to be you get fined 20%. Every place is different. You get fined 20. Usually 10 goes to the commission and 10 goes to the fighter. That's typically how it goes.
I might be mistaken, but I could have sworn we saw that 12% was going to the commission, which I don't understand that because it's a contract between two fighters and the organization. Why should the state
totally
be getting for the purse?
I totally agree.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's
You're asking him a question like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, not to be like some crazy conspiracy theory, but they benefit from guys not making weight.
Absolutely.
Now, here in Washington, we don't have a standard. We have the fighters get to basically negotiate. Hey, because I've seen fighters pay $100 a pound because obviously the purse isn't as much, but you know, I've seen some fighters get jacked and just they're giving up like $150 a pound. Depending upon who, and then I've seen some guys just go, oh, don't worry about it, and they're not paying anything.
Yep, me too. Never know.
No.
I think Jared Torgerson's in the spot for no penalty before, and he's paid $100 a pound before.
How many times did he miss weight?
Well, a couple. Well, you know how he takes a lot of these last-minute fights. It takes these crazy cuts.
No. That's not the problem. Tell the truth. He gets too fat.
You can't hide it.
We watched all these except for the Shane Campbell.
What's that?
No, in January. Let's look. The remaining of the quarterfinals. This event is highlighted by two of the quarterfinals. They
what the fuck are you guys talking about?
And the finals in early January. So the event's over. There was only five undercard fights. And we watched
more wasted. There's not less.
I'm sorry. What?
What are they talking about? I'm lost.
Dude, we watched the K1 Grand Max quarterfinal from Foshan in China tonight. And for some reason, the card seems awfully short, but looking at the fight card, we watched it. And instead of them doing a one-night tournament like they always do, they have another quarterfinal match and then the final.
I'm calling Hogwash.
It says it right here. It says K1 already held the round of 16. Andy Sawyer and Bukow are the only particularly notable names to move on to the quarterfinals. This weekend's card is highlighted by two quarterfinal fights. The remaining quarterfinals will be held January 11th with the Grand Prix semifinals and finals taking place sometime in early 2014. Thank you. So the card's over, so quit looking for the fucking stream, folks. You missed the event. We watched it. Ah! Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next fight. Let's talk Misha Ronda. And let's be nice about it tonight, folks.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of activities you guys are trying to hang out to, but
yeah, Chris,
I'm not participating in that.
Straight up, dude. The biggest shit deal of it all is that night, you know, I was super pumped with Lenny Hart throwing me out some fucking Merry Christmas wishes. But I had to that show, bro. I just had to delete the whole show.
Skippy felt
the
Yeah, I think you went over the line on the show, Chris.
Hey,
you went a little overboard, Skippy. I mean, it was quite ridiculous.
So, who do you got, Hamlet?
Dude, I can't even follow your guys' retarded conversation. You're so fucking all over the fucking place, dude. Hey, but check this out. Today I got a message. Lee Morrison got his fight for the beginning of April. He asked me to come up and help him train for that fight. He's heading over to fight for the title.
Dude,
no way.
look, we all know this, but they're going to do a big press release about it. So.
Well, the big press release is your show. There you go.
Dude, he got the phone call Christmas morning from Russia. They offered him the contract.
So yeah, I was just...
Steve Morrison is fighting for the fucking M1 title. Yeah! American Bulldog!
Yeah, he asked if I'd come up and help him through his training camp and help him get ready. So I said, absolutely. So I'm going to go up in March up there and start helping him get ready for at least a week or two. So stuff. But that's tough, man. I was watching the video on him after I got his name and stuff. So he's definitely a scrappy guy. It's gonna be a dogfight.
He is fighting a tough motherfucker. There's a reason that guy's the champ.
Yeah, it's gonna be a dogfight for sure.
I think Lee, if he shows up and does what he does, he can't be stopped.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, big shout out to M1 for fucking throwing down the title fight that Lee deserves. I can't wait, man. Can't see the build up for the show, the fucking video highlights that they'll be doing, man. Oh, it's going to be sick to see another Pac Northwest fighter just destroying it up on the big stage. Chris, sorry, but you got to move up here. That way you can rock it, because, I mean, let's be honest, the Pac Northwest has, for 20 years, produced some of the best fighters on that are going, period.
Hey, what do you guys think about it? It hasn't got a lot of publicity, man, but the fight got announced. What's the little guy that beat, the little dude's name that beat Uriah Hall? The Ultimate Fighter finale. Remember that? What's the guy's name? Mexican dude from Arizona.
Kelvin Gastelum.
Did you see who he's fighting next? They're throwing him in deep waters. They gave him Ricky Story next, bro.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's deep waters right there. I mean, Ricky Story is no joke, no matter who you are.
I agree. No, that's a great fight. That's got to be like...
Story looked good in his last fight on the GSP undercard.
Yes.
Dude. Trying to figure out what card that's going to be on. Dude, tell me it's Hendricks Lawler. It is. He's fighting in Dallas.
He's on the Texas card, yeah. He's on the Texas card.
Dude, that's a pretty good-looking card. Jake Shields, Hector Lombard, Tyrone Woodley, Carlos Condit.
Who do you pick in the Shields-Lombard fight?
Lombard.
Yeah.
Oliver St. Preux and Thiago. I'm excited for that fight. Or Ovince, I'm sorry. Oliver. I mean, I'm looking right at it. It's just blurry. It's Ovince.
Oh, that's the card of Will Campuzano on it.
Dallas, Texas, March 15th. Hey, for all the promoters out there listening, don't book a show on March 15th.
Absolute chaos, March 1st.
Dude, yeah, I mean, because...
Plus 4, March 29th.
Robbie Lawler and Johnny Hendricks' main event in Dallas is going to be probably a bigger draw than the GSP.
Chris, are you
going
to try to go to that event?
No. I'll probably watch it right in front of my TV, man. I'd love to go to that event, but I'm not paying to get into UFC, sorry.
Will you do us a favor and go to, if I set it up, go to a local Wings and More and throw a UFC party and have every shirt you sign it with love, pudding tits.
You're fucking sick, okay? Fuck you. Fuck yourself. No, I will not. If we can get some credentials, yes, I will go. Absolutely.
Will you wear a shirt that says the cook is in the house? I'll flip you like a flapjack.
Absolutely.
Man, we're getting you like KitchenAid fucking sponsorship. And Jenny Craig.
Fuck you.
You're going to learn to cook with that under butter.
He's going to need that shit. He's like, my nipples are chapped from my rash guard. I wear it in the shower. Do you wear it all the way till you get in the shower? Be honest.
I've only done it twice, dude. Don't judge me for it.
You wear it all the way into the shower? Are you? Dude,
hey,
wasn't it
you that asked the girl how does it feel to get clenched in your mouth or something like that? Wasn't that you though?
I did not say such a thing.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. There's no video evidence of this.
Oh, bullshit.
Thank God you destroyed it.
Find that shit.
We downloaded it so that later on we can play it for you.
Yes, I fucked up and probably asked the dumbest question I've ever asked anyone in my life. And I completely looked back on it and was like, holy shit, that looks so bad.
Chris, I will tell you what, I have done that myself with a Muay Thai champion from Canada who used to help, like, and the very, dude, I could not believe it. I literally go, so, you go out late at night looking for young men, where do you go?
Oh, shit.
He was like, excuse me, I was like, no, well, I know you try to help young men, so obviously you're like, what are you hanging out at parks, you know, bars, looking for young guys? He's like, well, no, not per se. I usually go through the schools or the courts. And I was like, oh, okay. And I realized later on, it made it sound like he was trying to pick up kids.
Chris more than made up for it. It's all good now. He's made up for it. And some.
Okay. Hey, we still have one fight left, I guess, that we should mention. I think there's the Silva fight. Isn't that tomorrow night?
Absolutely. Chris Weidman is gonna here's my thing on this fight. Chris Weidman, the first fight, won up until he knocked it. It wasn't a lucky punch. It wasn't that Silva was playing. He always plays. I mean, that's just what he does, man. He was winning that fight. He got a takedown. He gave up position by going for a leg lock. And, that's the only time he gave up a position. He did great that fight, man. He did great. He won the whole fight, and I don't see it going any other way but Weidman. I think he's going to win in the second round knockout. Again, maybe even first round, man, because he doesn't let Anderson Silva's playing affect him. He kind of did in the first round a little bit, but only towards, like, the last 30 seconds. And I don't see it going any other way. Weidman's gonna keep he's gonna be fighting Vitor Belfort next. That's set in stone in my opinion.
Okay, I say, you know, honestly, first of all, it's gonna be interesting because one set of fucking fans is eating some fucking crow, let's be honest. If Silva wins, Weidman fans are gonna be eating crow. If Silva loses, you know, all his fans are going to have to eat crow. I say this. I truly believe that Anderson Silva is a much, much better fighter. I truly do. I think he lost that last fight because as a champion, it's so dominant for so long, which you guys, anybody in the sports know, it can happen. You can become almost lackadaisical about what you're doing. And not really dedicate everything to your truest abilities, not focus all the way. You know, I mean, I believe this time around, he's going to come in, he's going to win a fight, he's going to finish this fight, and he's going to do it with a well-rounded game and show everybody that Anderson Silva is still, pound for pound, the best fighter on the planet. And that's what I believe he's truly going to do. I believe he's going to come in, and he's going to Rich Franklin him.
He definitely looked like a different fighter at the weigh-ins. You know, he put his hands up. He wasn't playing like he has his last, three weigh-ins, you know, fucking around with the mask and turning his back and doing that shit. So, you know, he was serious. I don't know, man, you know. I love the fight.
Now, I'm curious.
Let me just say this. just because I pick Weidman, that does not mean that, dude, Anderson Silva at this point can lose five fights in a row, and he will still have cemented himself as one of the greatest fighters of all time. And that's, you know, it doesn't matter at this point. Win, lose, draw, it don't matter, man. That dude is one of the best fighters alive and probably will always be.
Hey,
Hammer.
Anybody?
Yo, yo. What up? I was waiting for him. I don't care. I just want to see a good fight. I hope Chris wins, but then I don't because, you know, I think Anderson, like I said, he said is the best ever, and I'd like to see him winning, get out before Vitor gets back a hold of him because I wouldn't want to fight Vitor if I was anybody right now.
Roy Grayson,
If Silva wins, does the third fight happen before Vitor gets the title shot?
No, they're going to go straight. They're going to go straight to Brazil.
Nope, I disagree. I agree with you, Hamlet. I say it depends how the fight goes. If Silva completely dissects Weidman and fucking leaves him in a pool of blood and walks away giggling like a schoolgirl, you know, then yes. Vitor gets next shot in Brazil. If it's a war and it comes down to a controversial decision or maybe a third round submission or fifth round submission win like against Chael, then Weidman gets the rematch before Vitor gets the title shot.
Yeah.
But Weidman comes out there and knocks fucking Anderson Silva out again. It's Vitor for the title shot in Brazil.
Why does everybody think that motherfucker's going to get knocked out? The dude's been knocked out how many times ever? I mean, do you guys, for a lot of you guys that are old school, do you guys remember what he did to Sakurai, dude, when in Shudo, man, back when he made 160 freaking whatever 7 pounds? Dude, he destroyed Sakurai, and Sakurai was unbeatable at the time, man, back then. And then Anderson came on this scene and just destroyed him. And then he vacated his title in Shudo and headed out.
I have Anderson winning the fight.
Yeah. I don't know. It sucks. It's kind of like Brett Favre freaking, you know, Brett Favre is one of those guys you don't want to ever root against because he did so much with his sport or whatever, man. You hate watching those guys lose, but they got to go sometime, you know?
Sometimes I kind of think Anderson Silva looks at it like he's willing to maybe – he was willing to lose that time to Weidman to kind of, like, figure him out.
Hell no, bro. I'll tell you right now. No fighter in his fucking right mind would do it unless he's being paid, and that motherfucker didn't get paid to do it. You couldn't pay that dude enough, bro. There's no way. Brazilians are too prideful, man, especially to a white American boy. You think they're going to let a white American – have you guys not noticed when Anderson fucking – all the white Americans, he's destroyed them. They look like they came out of a car accident when he gets done with them. And then the Brazilians, he plays with them, bro. Brazilians are way too prideful to let some white American good boy come on.
Hamlet, that's why I don't say he threw the fight. I say over the last four title fights, maybe even over the last seven fights altogether, he started becoming lackadaisical about his career. You know, he showed up and did what he had to do, big deal, you know, whatever, I'm here, I'll beat you up, it's over. And I think that's why he lost this last fight, because he showed up and was like, oh, I'm in a little bit of trouble, whatever, I can always beat this guy anytime I want. And I'm going to toy with him and then finish him, and he got beat. Let's be honest, he lost. But I think this time around he comes in focused. I think this time around that lackadaisical fucking lifestyle and you know, dude, literally, having 32 armed guards living around you and fucking following you to the store and all that shit because you're living in places you probably shouldn't be this time around, you know, he fucking moved his family to the States, fucking trained all over the world. I think he's totally different, you know.
Hey, how much comedy is it, though, that the MGM put Misha and Ronda right next to each other? 6,000 hotel rooms in the hotel, and they put Ronda and Misha together right next to each other.
I've seen that in the next 24 hours, we see a tweet where Dennis Holman beat the shit out of Homeboy in the hall.
Yeah, right. I don't even know if Dee's down there. Because she's down there training. She's training with Extreme. She's training with Robert Follis for this show. I mean, most of the time. So Robert, if you've seen Robert, Fallis walked her up to weigh-ins too. Brian didn't even walk her, but I'm sure Brian and Robert will be cornering together. And then
why? You have Robert corner.
Why would you? I'd much rather Robert corner than Brian Caraway, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't she just have the gym? You know, Robert.
Because he doesn't want to step aside, bro. He said it straight out of his mouth, dude. Before, man, he's the reason that she is what she is, bro. She was getting ready to go to the world, man, over in at the World Grappling Championship overseas, and she was raising money to take his ass with her, and nobody's taking the coach. And I'm like, why the hell are you taking his ass? Brian wants to go. And he said something to her. I go, don't take this ass, man. And he goes, yeah, you'll lose if you don't. Like, man, I'd leave your sorry ass right here, boy.
What a douche.
So,
hey,
everybody knows I'm not a
fan. If Tisha wins the world championship tomorrow, does she leave Caraway?
Bro, she...
No,
unfortunately. She's
brainwashed.
Not. Yeah, bro. It's an ugly situation.
Does Dana White ever book Uriah Faber versus Brian Caraway?
Brian won't do it. Brian's scared to do it. Everybody would love to do it. Everybody. Brian asked for a top 10 guy. They should offer him, freaking him. Since Brian likes to say, and since Brian likes to talk about practice and say how he's better than Uriah at every position. Yeah.
Like the Misha.
That's probably what his woman told him.
That's what I was just gonna say.
I got it for you.
Oh.
Too funny.
Oh, this is a good one. Okay, so we pretty much got everybody's opinion on the fight. I'm curious if Anderson Silva wins, no matter how he wins, just gets the victory. Does that cement him as the greatest of all time?
He already is.
He already is.
Just like, you know, Fedor's the best, you know, and St. Anderson's right there with him. I mean, Anderson and Fedor are the two best ever, in my opinion, but I mean,
does Anderson winning this title get him to jump Fedor as the greatest of all time, or does he need to defend it first before you put him there?
Well, Americans who don't follow Japanese fights and stuff like that, they're going to think Anderson is the greatest of all time regardless, because they don't really know. They only got the end of Fedor. You know, they got the end of his career when he was on his downslide. So,
are you ready for Monday night's Giant Killers with him and Bob Sapp and Mark Hunt and all the guys doing the arm wrestling tournament?
Is that what they're doing?
Yep, live. It'll be streamed.
That's stupid.
Why? That's going to be sick, man. All these fucking legends and all these good fighters having an arm wrestling competition.
Yeah,
Alistair Overeem could be going against Fedor for the title?
Please.
Yeah, that's gay. That's gay.
Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait to see it.
Hey, you know what? Fuck all you guys. I like arm wrestling.
They should have extreme arm wrestling is what they should do. Have you guys ever seen that?
They punch too.
Yeah.
That's where they can kick each other in the ball.
No, it's called extreme arm wrestling.
Nope. I've never seen it. I've watched like the UK Power Circuit and stuff. But, yeah, no.
Yes.
We're all like fucking trashed, man, on cookies.
You know it's going to kill brain cells, right?
What is?
Only the weak ones, Hamlet. Only the weak ones.
Oh, okay. It's like the good ones survive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You don't need weak brain cells. They need to go anyways.
Okay, first of all, I would like to see your study that you read, because I think you reading Family Circle and pertaining marijuana to it are two different things. You got to break them apart. I got smarter.
My judgments by all my retarded stoner friends, so that's what I go by.
That's not your friend. You just hang out with fucked up people.
That is true.
Yeah. Hey, who have you been getting ready for a fight? Anybody?
No, man. It's been nice. It's been nice, man. I've enjoyed the break, man. I've been doing this shit year-round fucking solid for 14, 15 years, man, and I'm tired. I'm going to take a break. So it's going to be nice. I need a break. The sport wears on you, man. It wears on you mentally, wears on you physically. You know, fuck, it wears on you. Yeah. People in the sport, for fucking being a tough sport, are the biggest, most sensitive pussies I've ever seen in my life. That's the cool thing about wrestling, man. You just go fucking do work, bro, and you go do what you do because you love to do it. It's not about money. It's about fame. You know what I mean? It's just, that's why I love wrestling so much. The thing with jiu-jitsu, I love jiu-jitsu. The only thing I don't like about jiu-jitsu is a little bit, it's more kind of, they favor certain things and they can get away with, you know, this guy because he's from this team or whatever, you know, with it. Not necessarily the best guy's always on top. They don't always set it up that way. And then a lot of times, like, they want you to bow out again, and instead of going against your own guys, and I don't believe in that.
Hey, guys, we're sitting here talking, you know, UFC. So I just looked at every UFC card from starting after tomorrow all the way to March 15th. That's what, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 events, not one female fight.
Wow.
Big place for him to sign there.
Yeah, but most of those cards aren't even filled out yet.
Almost every one of these cards have at least 7 or 8 fights.
I mean, there's still 3 or 4 more. And they have a whole season of Tough going with 115, so you won't see them on a card.
Yeah, well, they're booking cards already. They're already, that's what I'm saying. They're already booking cards all the way out to March.
No, but none of the 115s can fight until after.
So where's the 135? There's 9 events. You can't put one fucking set of girls on it.
Calm down, man. You're talking like 5 months from now. Chill out.
A bunch of them just got done fighting.
Goddamn brownie.
Hey, Skippy.
Yes.
Hey, Skippy. Hey, look at this. I tagged you on that extreme arm wrestling. You got to watch. Now, that's kind of shit but they need to put on. Their Bombayar, Bayaz, whatever show. Watch that shit.
What does everybody use for insurance?
Yes.
I have
So what we got any, what about here besides Aunt Jeff's show, what other, we have any pro shows coming up here in the Northwest? Isn't there some down in Oregon coming up too?
Yeah, January 4th,
a week from tomorrow night.
That's down, and there's one down in Pendleton, too.
Yeah, that's
coming up in January.
A week from tomorrow night, Pendleton, Oregon. Convention Center.
No.
Yeah, the fight's at the Convention Center, the after party's at Cadillac Jack.
There you go.
Full Nelson Promotions, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition, and Cadillac Jack Saloon presents an action-packed night of professional and amateur mixed martial arts live cage fighting. Saturday, January 4th at 7 p.m. at the Pendleton Convention Center. All ages are welcome. See Pendleton's own Jason Lambert of Redneck Militia in the main event. Weigh-ins are January 3rd at 6 p.m. at Cadillac Jack's
with a 21 and over after party following that Saturday night fight.
Get your tickets now at Cadillac Jack's on 17th and Immigrant in Pendleton.
Yes. Good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, what the fuck, dude? This is not arm wrestling. This is two guys taped together pulling a Texas chess match. Look, dude. Dude, he punched him in the liver. He punched him in the liver.
That was the elbow.
Nah, it's extreme arm wrestling. That's what they should do on that show.
That's bad.
Imagine Bob, imagine Bob Sapp and you know those guys hooked up to that shit. That'd be badass.
Oh man, that's badass. Over the top, baby. Chain to the table, get their hands up together. You're not going anywhere.
No.
Oh. Out go.
Now, wouldn't you pay to go watch that shit?
Bet your ass
no.
I would.
I saw that with
yeah,
Pop.
I do, every Monday night. It's on WWE.
Hold on. Thank you, Mr. Hamlet, for sending me the guys. As soon as the video's over, when it shows you all the other suggestions, on the top right-hand corner
is
Extreme Pole Dancing World Finals.
Hey, there we go.
Dude, we're putting this on the big screen.
Yeah. Ukraine got talent.
Oh, Ukraine got talent. This girl's stripping down like hard, like on a pole on national TV. Look at that. Yay. I love Polish TV. Say, by the way, anybody in Poland looking for marijuana, you say, I need some boss. Just to let you guys know, I know how to buy drugs in 83 countries. Okay.
How or where?
No, I know how. I know.
Sometimes,
like, uno, ocho, por favor. Can I get one 8-ball, please? You know, I got it covered.
Sometimes the words of Skippy do not represent those of everybody else on the show.
We're just
throwing out a disclaimer right now. If you anybody wants to second that,
dude, you guys got to watch this girl strip on the pole. Look at that! Is she jamming out to White Snake? Oh,
what? Are you watching O Plot again?
Hey, bye Hamlet. Thanks for joining.
No, dude, this is like Ukraine Got Talent, and the girl's just dancing on the stripper pole.
Dude, like, for real, like, you know, America's Got Talent, the girl's talent, she's a stripper, and she's got a pole right in the middle of the stage stripping.
I wonder what Bosnia has talent looks like.
It's people tossing potatoes in bags.
You can only imagine.
Wow.
Oh, my, dude, you guys got to watch this. Check this girl out, man. She can make some money at the club.
All right. Since she is, I think I'm out for the night, guys. I think I'm out of here.
Why?
Because it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, Hamlet's back now. We can talk fights again.
Hamlet, yeah. We're watching Polish strippers try out for America's Got Talent.
There we go.
Look at this chick. Look at that. Dude, like, handstand sideways. Oh!
Dude, that's
pretty
cool.
How can you
not
still be watching this extreme arm wrestling? There's more videos. This is the shit.
I'm watching strippers try out for a TV show.
Those are good strippers.
There was an arm wrestling TV show that was supposed to come on called X-Arm. You remember that? Kevin Randleman was supposed to be in it, I think.
Do you guys think Dana White going and doing a boxing reality show? Oh, did she do it? There's kids in the audience. What the fuck? This is great. I love it. I'm moving to Poland. Do you think Dana White starting a boxing reality show is because he's going to try to do the same thing there and try to rebuild it and make money off of it?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
He's a businessman.
Of course he wants to make money off it. Fuck yeah.
He's behind the scenes, man. He's not the front guy. You're not going to see Dana at all, though. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Who gives a fuck? Man, if you can make money selling your ass on the corner, go sell my hoop, and you don't get caught by the cops, go do it. Who gives a shit? Make money. That's how I feel. Let people fucking... I'm curious what they're doing, though, with this whole sponsorship deal, because Anderson's not wearing Nike now for some reason. They made a big deal about that. That's going to be kind of... Dana said he's got some kind of sponsorship gig for the whole thing, so it sounds like they're going to have something. That'd be cool for the guys.
Dude, that'd be sick. But I tell you what.
We'll get Skippy.
I think
it'd be cool to buy Skippy a nice little Nike UFC jacket for his. You know,
I don't know. I don't wear Nike because I don't believe in paying $300 for kids to make my tennis shoe in a third world country when I can get my cousin Hector to run down to San Diego and get him for $60. So I don't support that. Not only that, I rock Puma. Okay. Second of all, I don't own a Tap Out shirt. I don't own an Affliction shirt. I don't own a fucking Ryu shirt. You know what shirts I
own? Do you have a Tap Out tattoo like somebody else?
Ed Hardy shirts over here hanging up right now.
Dude, I got 20 fucking some odd Fighter Walkout shirts hanging in the studio on the Wall of Fame.
And 7 Ed Hardy shirts.
And, dude, I have Ed Hardy fucking condoms. I'm about to fucking split your ass open. I'm going to keep talking shit.
Hey, Skippy, I'll give you some old shirts, man, that I have that I've grabbed from people that are kind of, they're like their first fucking shirts. I'll let you have them, brother. They ain't nobody's yet, but it's kind of cool. It's just like when they were first coming up. Like I got Kiesa's when he was sponsored by some local fucking, you know, Michael Maverick fucking shirts and stuff like that. And I got, like, beer bombs, and I should grab those, man. I'll grab them because they're just fucking sitting in my closet.
Yes, fuck you. Dude, I'm 100% down. Hold on a second. Hey, who do we got? 479. Okay, they want to be quiet because they don't want to talk and they're just listening.
Hey, Chris?
Okay. Dude, I'm about to share a video on the thread right now, folks, for the show tonight. And Hamlet, I think you talked on the thread, but I'll make sure everybody's tagged up in this shit. You guys have got to see this talent show shit, dude. And it's not the stripper, okay? Straight up. You guys, when you guys see this, just watch the whole thing all the way through.
Let me just tell you guys, from experience, do not fucking open any links that Skippy sends you. Unless you know it's something MMA, don't open it.
Dude, you've never seen a motherfucker with a bow and arrow slick an apple off a dude's head for a talent show. This dude does a beer can. This dude does a beer can. That's baller. You guys, look at it. If you can see the fucking video, I'm going to fucking tag you in it, Hamlet.
What are you trying to tag me with again?
You got to see this video.
Of what?
Dude, this guy shoots a bow and arrow off beer can off his buddy's head for a talent show with a bow and arrow. That's some baller-ass shit.
Nice.
Would you let
LaFosse
do it in the studio right now?
The best thing is these guys know karate or, like, some kind of martial arts because they've got dancing and martial arts and bow and arrow shooting. Come on. Who doesn't think that's cool? Dude, guy can do a roundhouse and kick an apple out of his buddy's hand. That's fucking sick.
Hey, you guys might know better than I do. Do you guys know any of the names on the undercard tomorrow? Are any of those fights worth watching?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, undercard, like the beginning of the show. A lot of those times, I like to watch those fights, but I don't know any of those guys. That's what's weird.
Look at my wall. There's a whole list of everybody.
I just want to check. That's Sherry called them.
See, our boy John Howard's fight.
Yep.
This is buddy Bobby Volker.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy shoots a fucking beer can.
The Lieben fight.
No, I know. I love watching Chris's fights, man. I win or lose. I mean, I just shit. His very first fight he ever fought, I ref. So I mean, I've known the dude he's around forever, and just down to earth, man. He's got to win this fight. Chris does. He's got to. He's lost. What did he lost his last two?
Three.
Yeah. So, I mean, Dana loves him, but Dana's money, bro, and he's not gonna pay somebody like Chris a lot of money to be a gatekeeper to keep knock those guys that are up and coming, keep knocking them off. So.
I would like to think that Chris could win a decision because I don't think that Uriah can knock him out. And I think
Chris is going to have to use his wrestling to do that.
You know, I really believe he's going to have to use the wrestling. Did you, I read somewhere about what Carwin tweeted tonight because he was talking shit about Brock.
Yeah, he tweeted
Brock. Did you guys see that? Yeah, he came out and said something about something that bitch could fulfill the itch that I've got or something like that. He was talking about Brock.
Yeah, dude, no, he said he asked for a free ticket because he said tomorrow night the bitch that will cure my itch will be at the show. I just don't know if that's really, first of all, I don't think he could beat Lesnar. So, and both of them guys, the thing that scares me the most is that Brock Lesnar's been sitting back at Duke Rufus's for the last 2 years, training his ass off for a comeback.
Dude, he's been at the Heart Dungeon, bro. He's been in Canada.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But it's not like he doesn't run back to fucking...
He's been training with Stu Hart.
Not all the time. He probably goes home to a
fucking... He's up there, he's like, I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
How many...
Excellence of execution is going to be Brock Lesnar.
Tell me you guys watched that video. That's badass, huh?
Hey, Skip, you going to hit your sponsors before 12, bro?
Oh, fuck yes. Look at you, man. You're a great guest. Big shout-out to the Clock Tower Pub, MMAMadhouse.com, Vision Smoke Shop, Clinch Custom Mouth Guard, Ink Tank Tattoo, Jax Media, Go Fight Live TV, Revolver MMA, RearNakedSmoke.net. Bam, bitches. That dude, you're on the fucking ball, man. You should be doing the business.
I'm one of the few sober ones that are here.
Don't lie.
You motherfuckers, when you guys used to call my ass, dude, I'd be drinking, about ready to go out. I'd get those phone calls, bro. I'm like, and then later on the next morning, I'm like, fuck, should I have said that? Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Now you know me, I just don't give a fuck.
We used to sit back and be like, dude, let's call Hamlin. Come on, let's call Hamlin. Fuck it, let's call.
Fuck it. Yeah. We gotta get. Okay.
It's funny because it went from us calling you to now you're just like a regular.
Oh yeah, I check in after 11. You guys, there's too much going on at 10 o'clock for me. There's about 8,000 people trying to talk at one time. It's way too quick, chaotic for me.
That's fair. Well, you know, usually Jeff's talking for 10 minutes before we hear him.
All right.
I've been talking for 25 minutes and you haven't heard me.
I heard that you picked Ronda Rousey. That sucks, man. You know, I wish you would, you know, stay true. You know, you keep flip-flopping back and forth across the fence, you know. You told me privately that you were going to take me to stay, and then you come on the show and say Ronda Rousey. So I don't know what's up with you.
I pick either Ronda by KO or Misha by sub, because that's how I think the fight's gonna go. So I think because Misha's really been baiting Ronda to stand with her, and if you pay attention to Ronda's striking, she hits hard, man. She hits real fucking hard. You can tell. It only takes one.
Jeff, do you want to flip flop again? Jeff. Hey, asshole. What? You're not going to get away with that stuff. I got you.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse,
hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinched.com. Again, that's GetClinched.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
Bam! You heard it here first. Right now, buy 15 mouth guards, get 6 boiling bites for free. Hey, who's this? What's up, 417? Oh, they're not talking.
What's up, Skip? No, I called back.
Oh, where's Jeff?
I had to run to the store real quick and get some blunt wraps.
Jeff got tired.
I had to run to the store and get blunt wraps before it closed. Fuck you.
Hey, that's a man right there making a smart technical decision with his time. I support that.
I made it there and back in fucking record time, was still back in time to get on the radio.
What did you go pick up?
Blunt wraps.
I got Swisher Sweet. Swisher Sweets Original. Original.
Did you get a corn dog? Did you get a corn dog?
Absolutely not. Only blunts.
Did you get a Gatorade?
No, I didn't get shit. I got the blunt.
You heard him. He got maxi pads, tuna fish, and blunt.
Yeah, maxi pads. I didn't get no tuna fish.
Dude, I'll never forget, as long as I live, when my dad walked out, I was 7 years old, and I remember him telling my mom, I'm going to go get some maxi pads, tuna fish, and cool, and he never came back.
Smartest move that man ever made.
That's fucked up, bro.
Hey. Now, I'm lucky. I've had 9 moms and 7 dads and a weird uncle. How many people have that?
Sleep with? How many do you sleep with? Be honest.
Hold on a second. Lee Morrison.
You're counting. Take your shoe off. And they know it's past 10.
Well, you know what we say in Texas. If they're not good enough for my family, they're not good enough for yours.
Do they say that?
Yes. The Kodo MMA Radio Awards. Best guest. Oh, no. Where is Lee Morrison? Here we go. Guest most likely to be a star in 2014. Lee Morrison.
Tisha Torres.
I voted for
Tisha
Lee.
Tisha Torres will be the winner of that. She's already got 18 votes. She's kicking everybody's ass. Oh, no, this guy, Jordan Steiner, 118 votes.
Where'd you see the, where's it say?
I just put a link in the thread for tonight's show with the... Did you guys watch the awesome talent of the karate and bow and arrow routine?
Absolutely not.
It is fucking... Dude, you have...
You gotta watch
Chris, you gotta watch it. There's nothing crazy. It's a horrible talent show. It's like 2 drunk Russians.
I think they're from East Germany.
They could be. It's hard to tell. Usually when the back hair parts to the left like that in clumps, it's usually Russian. The most likely to end an MMA fighter career, pot, TRT, injury, or Greg Jackson?
Greg Jackson.
Oh, shit. Greg Jackson's winning! Oh, shit. Keon Caldwell. Oh, my God. This is a fucked up question. The question is, who will make less in 2014 than Keon Caldwell did? Dude, Colton Smith, Scotty Blevins, or Mike Rio, or Keon Caldwell. I'm voting Keon again. He's winning. Best male guest. Who cares? Best guest with two or more appearances. Who also cares? Best female guest. Insert Eric Holden joke.
Oh.
Miss Cleo, translator for Gleason Top.
Does Eric Holden get credentialed to UFC 168?
I'll get you guys
Chris.
I hope not. This way?
Would you feel slighted if you got a one-on-one interview with Tisha Torres in a bikini at her house?
I would text Andrew Whitney, which is Tisha Torres' boyfriend, and I would make sure that before he walked out of the door, he had to spar. I would make sure. I'm not gonna ask for an illegal ass whipping, but I'm gonna make it as legal as possible and get his ass whipped, dude. That'd be great. And then for them to get it on camera, oh god, you know that shit would get so many views too, because no one likes that douchebag. No one.
He was telling some chick to get in the kitchen and make him a sandwich,
bitch. Like,
yeah, he's like, get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich, bitch. I was like, oh, because she's like, dude, we can't have guys like you, Eric. You're bad for the sport. And he's like, shut up, bitch, and get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. I was like, ow.
He's a dumb motherfucker. Why? What's wrong with
you? I don't know him. I don't know him. I just know who he is. I've never heard. You guys ain't going camping together, Chris?
What did you say?
You and Andrew Whitney aren't going camping or nothing? You're not a good guy?
No, definitely not.
No, never this guy, he addresses women's comments.
Eric Holden, Jeff, it's the guy that stole off our show.
Oh, Eric Holden, yeah. He's a piece of shit. I thought you were talking about the guy that Chris just said, Andrew Whitney. Sorry, I'm confused.
So are we now.
You're welcome.
Dude, guy gets bitch slapped, knocked out. This is probably what happened to Anthony Hamlin.
Yeah, I'll open the palm strike you, buddy.
Oh, hold on, dude. I'm about to send you guys a link as soon as I finish watching it.
Oh!
Oh, I'm sharing this with Anthony Hamlin in it.
Oh, damn.
Two fucking bitch slaps. Dude, this is... You guys gonna see this shit. Dude.
Damn, he fucking busted that dude upside the dome.
Anthony Hamlin and Frank Shamrock caught on tape.
Was it the one at the gas station? The bitch slap at the gas station?
No.
This ain't at the gas station, bro.
This is at a bar. You guys have got to see this. Oh, my God. You guys have got to see
Chris,
this.
Chris, do you think that Michael Johnson has good enough wrestling to stop Gleason Tebow's takedown?
I think so. I think he's going to be able to take Gleason Tebow down, actually. So I think he's going to end up on top, man. I think that's how he's going to win the fight, TKO. I feel that way. I feel like he's been getting better, too, you know? I mean, I think he's one of the guys on the Black Zillions that's actually getting better. It's just, you know, there's not too many of them.
No, I think that was true. Then he had that setback.
Tell me you guys are watching that shit.
No, we're not. We're talking about something. Me and LaPosse were having a conversation. What the fuck?
I thought he was getting better. I thought he was getting better, but then, like, you know, that last fight just really scared the shit out of me.
Who did he fight last? He fought Joe Lloyd not last, didn't he?
No, then maybe it was the one right before. Oh, yeah, the Miles Jury fight. That's the one it was.
Yep.
That just really bugged me, because I thought he was a lot better than Miles Jury, and he really kind of got dominated by a guy.
He looked like shit, like that fucking... He looked like shit. He was on a 3-fight winning streak before that fight, too.
and then lost to him, and then lost to, God dang, what's that dude's name?
Hezza Madadi.
Yeah, Madadi, sorry, I didn't know. And lost by a fucking Bravo choke. Whatever the fuck.
What the hell did you get him to get him to hit it like that? Holy shit. I don't like your pants? You say I don't like your pants, or you can't wear those shoes in here? Holy shit.
He bitch slapped that dude so fucking hard.
No, the best part though is at when the guy's already down, then he kind of like kicks him in the gut.
Yeah, but like kicks him like a homo.
Kicks, kicks. There's nothing on that. But those two shots were wicked.
Dude, open fucking bitch slap, knocked that dude clean the fuck out. That's why I was like, dude, we gotta post this. Anthony Hamlin, Frank Shamrock caught on tape. Oh,
dude, like. I mean, I think the first one was, like, stunned the shit out of the guy, and then the second one was just like...
He was like, make me a sandwich, bitch!
Like, he wound up on that one and just let her rip, man.
First of all, I want to know what kind of music is playing in the background of that shit.
Ooh!
Oh, he smacked the fuck out of that dude. Damn.
Oh, shit.
I think the only slap that I've ever seen harder than that was my buddy Joey McWilliams. And his sister was at a party one time. And this motherfucker walked into the house and was like, you're coming with me, right? Because she was with some dude that he didn't like. And I was like, are you serious? And she walked out the door, and he fucking started slapping, like, everyone on the way out. Literally, he slapped, like, 10 people on the way out, and not one person did shit. And then some innocent kid was walking inside the house. He was just randomly there, and he's like, what the hell is going on? And he got slapped, too. That shit was funny as fuck, though. It was funny. I don't give a shit.
Dude, he's like, what? You don't like my fucking shoes? Those are the Those are fucking Gucci, bitch.
Stick to the gut.
That dude that got slapped has a big fucking weed leaf on the back of his shirt, too. He's like, I didn't like that shirt, bitch. Bow out.
Dude, he's like, bouncer. You're a bouncer? Let me tell you, you can't dress right and beat him up. Dude, straight up open palm strike like a motherfucker.
Wow. That was crazy.
That was classic. That was like, that made my whole fucking day.
Fucking sign that dude up for K-1. Fuck it. Pancrase. The old Pancrase.
Dude, and he was a much smaller dude compared to that other guy. He just bitch slapped that dude like, oh, that was great shit, man. That made my whole day so much better. But speaking of making the day better, fuck it. Wrap this shit up.
Wrap it up.
You know what? If we haven't, told everybody, you know, like always, we appreciate all you listeners. We've had a great year. I know this show gets a little fucking crazy, but it's for the benefit of society and the betterment of mankind. This is truly a social experiment, and I want everyone to know that January 4th,
Full Nelson Promotions, Max Muscle Sports Nutrition, and Cadillac Jack Saloon presents an action-packed night of professional and amateur mixed martial arts live cage fighting. Saturday, January 4th at 7 p.m. at the Pendleton Convention Center. All ages are welcome. See Pendleton's own Jason Lambert of Redneck Militia in the main event. Weigh-ins are January 3rd at 6 p.m. at Cadillac Jack's
with a 21 and over after party following that Saturday night fight.
Get your tickets now at Cadillac Jack's on 17th and Immigrant in Pendleton.